Well, we find ourselves tonight invited in to an intimate occasion in the life of Jesus and his friends, his close group of friends. Full of meaning for them as individuals and for us. There would have been an air of expectation that night. Peter and John had gone ahead and made the preparations. And Jesus told them exactly what to look for. He gave them very specific instructions as to where he would celebrate his very last Passover. In the house of the man whose servant was carrying a jar of water when they met him. Maybe tonight we come with expectations. As the evening progressed for the disciples, there was then disorientation, because this Passover was like no other. Passover was celebrated every year as Jews recalled their history of being a people liberated by the Exodus, retelling the story that defined them as a people, using storytelling, special food, and 4 glasses of wine, and prayers. But this time it was different, as Jesus explained why he was so keen to share this last Passover with them. The significance of his imminent suffering and leaving weighing heavily on his mind. It's difficult to leave people, especially people you love. They had had some adventures together over the last 3 years. But now they were very close to the end of that time. And he said, "Here, have this wine, share it amongst yourselves, because I won't need to drink it again. I won't drink it again until the kingdom of God comes." The whole purpose of why he'd come to this earth was very near. And then he takes a loaf of bread and another glass of wine, saying that these represent his very self, his body, and his lifeblood. His body will be given for them. His blood will be poured out for them. I wonder how the disciples felt when they heard that. I wonder if they understood. I wonder if they wanted to receive that precious gift that was being offered to them. And in a way, that mirrors what was going to happen to him. He broke the bread and shared it. He poured out the wine and passed it round for drinking. This bread and wine was not just to be looked at. It was to be tasted, consumed. The aroma of the bread enjoyed, the flavour of the wine savoured. I wonder how the disciples felt when they ate and drank that night. Whether they felt unworthy to receive such precious gifts. Knowing that they symbolise something much deeper that was beyond the meaning of the Passover. Even if they couldn't quite understand what it was, they knew that somehow the bread and the wine was connected to the suffering and death of their Lord. I wonder whether they felt churned up. And what about the one who was going to betray Jesus? I wonder how he felt. I'm not sure they did understand that much, because shortly afterwards, the disciples started bickering about their status, who was the most important. But Jesus had left them with an instruction that they would remember later. Do this in remembrance of me, as in continue to do this when you meet together. And in this way, you will recreate communion with me. You will recreate the intimacy this evening. Jesus was going to go out after this meal into the dark, into that place where his life would be stripped from him, his life snuffed out for our sakes, so that we might live. We may not understand quite how this works, but the instruction from our Lord is to remember him whenever we break bread and drink wine together, and to receive his life in so doing. Did you notice how Jesus gave thanks to God for both the bread and the wine? And when he broke the bread, saying, "This is my body given for you," they had a choice whether to receive it or not. When the wine was poured out, he said, "This is my blood given for you. This represents my lifeblood, and I give it to you to save you, to rescue you, to give you life. So will you receive what I'm doing for you? Will you be enlivened by it?" We have made some preparations tonight. And now, as we reflect on what we need to be nourished by, the wholesome, nourishing bread of life that was broken, crushed for us, so that we might live. And the wine poured out for us, to revive us, to refresh us, to bring new life coursing through our spiritual veins. May we receive this bread and this wine tonight. As if we'd never received it before, with reverence, with awe, aware of the depth of the hunger in our lives for Jesus. And yet, how deeply within us he meets us, powerfully. His body broken, willingly, lovingly, for us. And he calls us now to receive. Amen.